My name is Zhaoying Summers. Don't worry about pronouncing Zhaoying. My iPhone auto-correct Zhaoying to annoying. People also ask me, why don't you have a Chinese last name? I had one before I got married. I was a hoe. Hi guys, I'm Zhaoying Summers. Welcome to Tiger MILF Podcast. Your life is about to get much happier. So I am very excited to really open my heart and show you guys who I am, what the fuck I'm doing every day. I brought my heart and soul, my Steph and my Evan from The Hollywood Comedy. They run that bitch hard. They are comedians and they are my core people who keep me sing. I'm not sing though, but they keep me on track. And my old friend, musician, actor, comedian, Jake Lewis. He's very beautiful and funny.
Thank you. I appreciate that. How are
you
welcome.
Doing? I am still alive. I'm hungry. Let's have some beer.
Cheers.
My kids are here.
Cheers. Uh-oh. All right.
Okay.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Salud, everybody.
Salud. Steph, have your pop. You got to look
happy
so good on camera,
here.
Steph.
Happy to be here.
Said, don't wear black.
See the boys? They are not popping. We popping.
Yes, we pop.
Oh, shit.
No one told me that.
No one told me
I don't
me
want
anything.
You to steal her thunder. I mean,
yeah, because I could steal Steph's thunder.
Yeah.
Or my thunder.
Yeah, because I could steal either of your thunders.
Yeah, we
Mine's
don't want
more
both.
Of a lightning. It's very silent.
Yeah. Jake, we did an Uber Karen together.
Yes, we did.
And you have your guitar case in the car.
Yep. That was the first time we met. You asked me to go to an Uber Karen, and I had no idea where I was going.
When I saw your guitar, I said, that's a baby coffin of dead dreams.
Yeah, the baby coffin. That was the line that stuck with me.
Yeah, a baby coffin of dead dreams. I said, why do you have a guitar in your car, in my car? Are you Johnny Cash? Or like, what did I say?
You compared me to, oh my God.
John Mayer.
John Mayer.
Yeah,
John
I know. Mayer. Are you John Mayer? You're like, no, I'm not him.
But also, that's also not an insult at all to me. I think.
Are you John Mayer?
If I looked like John Mayer, that'd be fantastic.
You're like, no, I'm like, why do you have your guitar with you if you're not John Mayer? I'm like, I cook too. I don't bring my fucking knife to the car.
Yeah, you do, Joe.
I sing.
Yeah, you take a knife to the car. Don't.
Yeah, that's
true.
Machete. Machete.
Your machete.
Machete. So, guys, there's a little rumor about me. People are saying that after I roast Sam Smith's outfit, people tell me I don't like gay people because I called it the latex gay tax. I love gay people. Like, I really do. But I just think it's not fair that they would say that about me. Also, a lot of people are saying that I am opening my comedy club. I have my club so I can fuck open micers. That is just not true because the only time I'm fucking a man is for my own career. I don't fuck you to give you stage time. Do I do that?
No.
Do you think I fuck my way to the middle because I fuck open micers who come to my club?
Fuck no.
Yeah, women to open a club so you can fuck open micers? Yeah, it seems not.
I clambed my way out of a dumpster. Like, this pussy survived the dumpster. You think I'm going to just shower to the open micers and give them stage time? I love open micers. I was an open micer. It's fine to be open micer, but like, it's just like the rumor they have about you. It's ridiculous. I'm not even famous yet. Like, don't say that about me.
I will say, I haven't heard any of these rumors until you brought them up right now. Who's spreading these rumors?
Maybe the person who told me is the person who spread it.
Oh.
Who that be?
Who was it?
I can't release his name. He's very famous. It was Jack. I can't say his last name.
Whitehall.
Jack Whitehall.
His name's Jake,
Jack.
Right?
Huh?
The British comedian.
Jack Whitehall.
He's actually my friend's friends. My friend Stephen Hamill, the producer's friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's handsome.
Oh, is he single?
I don't think so. He looked like he's just the
he
guy
dating,
who
was the maker. He was dating the really hot girl from Crazy Rich Asians for like 7 years, and then she broke his fucking heart.
He has a type.
Really?
Oh yeah. So I'm not gonna talk about my own people because it's gonna get. I want to, but it's just I can't do it unless I am the lead of Crazy Rich Asian in the next season when they really have good tasting casting. They have good
next
tasting
season.
Casting. But
okay.
Congratulations to Michelle Yeoh. She'll be the first Asian star to ever win in a leading role in Hollywood in 95 years. Wow, that's historical. Like, that's when I'm so happy Halle Berry gave her the award because Halle Berry was the woman who made history as the first black comedian, yeah. I mean, black actress to win in a leading category. Yeah. And it's just amazing to see Halle Berry giving her the award.
Yeah, Yeah. Fuck no, yeah. That was really cool.
Halle Berry is Latina stuff.
Halle Berry is so fine. Oh my God.
It's on you.
Yeah, it's an amazing moment. It's an amazing moment. Anyway, I just wanted to introduce you guys. I want to ask Evan and Steph, what is going on with the Hollywood comedy?
Well,
and if Jake's a fond memory about the Pasadena comedy. So tell me what's going on.
What's going on? It's that it's like really thriving right now. Literally, people go to this club because they know comedy is there. It's underground. This is where like the up and coming people go. You don't know anybody. For the most part, you probably don't know any of these comedians, but you know it's going to be a good time. It's good. The hosts are fucking amazing. And people go there literally because they know it's going to be a good time because of the hosts and the comedians. We book
quality. That's amazing. So Rita told me that she sneaked in. I don't know if you guys know. She's sneaking a few times.
I didn't
see her.
She snuck in. She sat in the back. And then people were fine. But then it become funnier because they think Rita's there. And then like, Rita's there. And then all the energy become like, let's make sure she's happy. So people just go on to do like a, you know, Rita's like a. When the moment they know I'm there, just like it's fine at the improv because people know she's there. Yeah, but if she snuck in and people know she's there, they all become so competitive and so like in their head.
Really?
She's like, kiss, just be you. I don't want you to be in your head. I'm here to like
enjoy.
I want you to do well. Don't get nervous and be weird about it. Ah. So she snuck in many times.
Well, that's really cool that she's coming.
For the mics, not the shows.
The mics.
When? Like recently?
Last month she talked to me, she snuck in, and she said a few times too. So Hollywood comedy is cool.
You hear that, motherfucker?
Stars are covered. That's just
Slotted.com. Get your shit in.
Stars are discovered. Sorry, I don't speak English.
We're like the CBGB of stand-up comedy in Hollywood.
The CBGB of stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
That's something.
Jake, tell us about what's new with you. I heard a movie. Yes. I need to know everything about your movie because we all want to be in your movie. Right? Don't we want to be in movies?
Yeah.
There's
two Latino and one Asian.
I mean, yeah, there's opportunities to be had here, you know?
Yay.
We just released, me and my brother.
The Lewis brothers.
Yeah, the Lewis brothers.
I can have you
okay,
both.
Okay, check it out.
I can breastfeed both of you. Like right here.
Wow. All right.
Like you guys have fluffy hair, you know.
I'm gonna
drop it.
Well, blow right past that. All right. Just
focus.
The Lewis brothers. Lewis brothers sounds like a standard, like a good old American name. Like it's a Donahue.
Yeah, you guys like sound like a, like Blues brothers.
Classic Blues brothers. But you don't have the real fro, you have the Jew fro. Is that the Jew fro?
I'm not Jewish, but I'm definitely
giving you fro.
Yeah, it's you know, it's...
What are you?
I am white. Welsh. I'm just a bunch of white. I'm a mix. I'm Irish, Welsh, English. I don't know if we came over on the Mayflower, but it's a bunch of white people. That's the thing I think about a lot of white people is like, I don't know a lot about my heritage at all. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like if I dig too deep into my past... I'm going to unearth something.
But you are
going to
find the blood on your hands.
Yes, exactly.
So don't dig.
You were made from incest.
It's all incest. It's all horrific things.
If you're English and Irish, guess what?
Guess what?
English probably raped the Irish.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, we don't ask questions.
Yeah, we just do our music and stay out of trouble.
So yeah, we do
Chinese,
our music.
They don't try to breastfeed us.
I'm just trying to not, step on any landmines during this podcast.
Nice.
You know?
Nice.
We did this film. It's called The Cowboy and the Samurai. It's a short film.
That's cute.
That, we just released it on YouTube, but it's picked up by Variety. It's been picked up by Joe Blow, Movie Web. And,
Variety.
I think I've heard of this.
Yeah.
Like, I've never met you till today.
That's very interesting.
It's about
Cowboy and the Samurai.
Yeah. So it's about Jack Nicholson and John Belushi. And John Belushi was the Saturday Night Samurai. He played the Saturday Night Samurai, which you couldn't get away with now. It's like deeply problematic. Mm-hmm. It takes place during the filming of Jack Nicholson's film Going South, which he actually directed in the late 1970s, where he plays a cowboy. And he cast John Belushi against the advice of his producers because John Belushi was this insane, just loose cannon raw nerve. And so he cast him, and during this moment that he that the film takes place in, John Belushi holds up in Jack Nicholson's bungalow with a knife and threatens to not leave. And Jack Nicholson has to go in and basically negotiate with him. So it's kind of a face-off between Jack Nicholson as a cowboy and John Belushi, the Saturday Night Sam.
Is that real life or is it like a
It's
a
based
movie?
Off a true story, but it's completely told in an absolute fantasy. So it's like 1 foot off the ground, completely surreal. Because we like to tell kind of very small true Hollywood moments and blow them up into this into complete tall tales. Mm-hmm. Because we don't really know what happened mm-hmm. at all, because this was before the time of social media where I feel like a lot
you
of-
wouldn't know if you are Jewish.
Yes. Yeah. You where you would know
I
everything.
Sucked a lot of Jewish dicks to say that, so don't fucking cancel me. I've done my service for my Jewish people and like most of my boyfriend.
Put in the time, I guess. Yeah.
I have a Chinese husband, ex, I mean, technically he's Jewish.
That leap.
Right. Okay. Like, all right. Blown right past it. But yeah, this film, basically what we like to do is explore these small moments and look at it under a microscope.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I think it's very like a how to pronounce it? Like cinematic?
Cinematic.
Cinematic.
Yeah.
Yes. That's absolutely. All. That's the experience of cinema. I think it's exciting.
Yeah.
That's history too. Like you said, we don't really know what happened. It's just kind of like, exactly. Have you ever seen The Death of Stalin?
No.
Oh, hilarious film with Steve Buscemi.
Oh my God.
And
no,
it's about,
I have to
it's
see
about
it.
The moment Stalin dies. And like, it's got just a bunch of it's got, what's his name from Monty Python? Like a bunch
all
of
the sugar babies crying over the money they don't have.
I'm embarrassed to say I haven't seen it. I've heard of it.
It's
hilarious.
I don't know. It's just kind of like, no one really knows what happened, but like, they just took this little moment and just made it hilarious.
Well, yeah, if you don't, like, we don't know any of these people, you know, personally. We know the legends, like who they were. Like we, as an audience, we know these people. So to watch something and feel like you understand them just as characters. Like we're just taking the characters that we feel like we know them as and putting them into these situations that may or may not have happened. We're not very concerned with the truth.
I think it just it's like Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's just totally fascinating to relive the moment.
Yeah.
And same with like the Inglourious Bastard, which is like a fucking cheat history.
Inglourious Bastards, I think, is my favorite.
Just so satisfying, you know. If I was have a role, that'll be better. But you know, it's just so good.
But what are you working on? Like I'm curious.
My 1 hour special, I can't release the news before the press release it, but it's a huge deal I'm getting for my 1 hour special, my comedy special.
Right.
And I'm bi-coastal. I do my last week. I have residency in New York clubs at the Stand, New York Comedy Club. And I've been playing, I've been doing my national tour.
Yeah, I've been seeing your, like you've been everywhere. Like.
I think so. I mean, I come all over America.
Coming all over America.
Well, it's the Tiger MILF
coming in America. Yeah, no.
Tiger MILF comes all over America. Yeah. I come
from China with love.
From the dumpster.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a title yet? Are we
surviving dumpster since 1990?
That is great.
That's good. Or like, you can't cancel me. You can't pronounce my name.
Well, you're gonna have more than one.
Or me so funny, motherfucker. That's good, right? Me so funny, motherfucker.
There's one too. I mean, I can't. Yeah.
You can't do it.
I can't.
You really can't.
I can't. That's I'm too white to even broach the. You know, broach.
Well, congratulations.
I'm actually gonna watch this.
Oh, I thought you were congratulating me on being super white. I was like,
no, I won
this.
No, it's not something. It's like you make your life easier right now.
No, not a good time to be white, man.
And white, and are you cis?
Hey, I mean,
it's still fine. Get a thick tan.
It's still completely fine.
You're not the best time to be tan.
It's still good.
It's not as good as it used to be.
I
I mean, yeah, exactly. you still can get like a lineup of five white guy and one person, so you still have five spots.
Exactly.
Spots.
It's still I still see mostly like I see a lot of white men at all the comedy clubs that I go to. They're doing fine.
They're doing fine.
We're doing all right, you know.
Yeah. But it's the scary thing. You can't say the N word. You can't say the chink word either. Like, it's hard for you guys. I know you guys.
Luckily, that was never.
Love saying it.
Really? Luckily, that was never really a part of my vocabulary. But you know.
I can see your skin's perfect. So I'm pretty sure you're not
outside,
the same.
Outside Philly, it wasn't a part of it. No, I'm just fucking
I'm just so happy Tinkerbell is black. I'm just so happy.
I haven't.
Do you know
the trailer?
Tinkerbell?
I don't know. I know of her. Yeah,
yeah, she's black. I'm fucking happy about it.
It's like
they have
the
a black actress playing her.
Julia Roberts is black now?
No, Tinkerbell.
From Hook.
And it's a big fuck you for all those motherfuckers who is upset that the mermaid is black. And they're like, we are not racist, but like, you know, the mermaid is not black. It's a fiction story. It's a fucking fish.
Story. It's a cartoon, guys.
It's like, I don't know. It's like, I love Dorothy Dungeon. I want her signature, but she has to pee in a bottle. It's racist as fuck. Why do you care about the fish color?
That's
who are
the
you?
One thing is like, yeah, caring about what race, they're like, what race she is. Like, I think I saw like a really weird, like super like alt-right podcast where they were like, it just makes honest. Most. Yeah. Oh my God. I can't talk about
so
it.
So excited Jesus. To be. You're a big fan of it too.
Yeah. No. They're like a super alt-right podcast that I saw. They were talking about like, well, it just doesn't make sense that Little Mermaid would be black. And I was like, doesn't make sense. She has fins. She's half fish.
Well, I'm happy she's not Asian, because if I play Little Mermaid, I want to dip my fish tail into soy sauce and eat that shit. Like, it won't be okay to be Asian, but like if you can have Rihanna at Super Bowl, why do you want to, I don't know, Ariana Grande with a fake tan? Like, get the best. Well, hey, somebody, why don't you tell me I don't want Rihanna at Super Bowl? You want the best. I mean,
you want the best.
Yeah, I mean, Whitney Houston, I want her to be
the
Little Mermaid.
How amazing was Rihanna's performance at the Super Bowl?
I think it's...
You didn't watch it?
It was fine. Dude,
are we serious?
Great, man. But her being pregnant, it defines the power of women. It defines our
woman. I thought it was amazing. Because I also thought, like, I don't know. I thought the fact that she didn't have any guests on, she came out, she owned that shit. I thought that was...
Did you see Snoop Dogg?
Of course.
Snoop Dogg.
Wasted by...
Snoop Dogg changed his face into Rihanna's face.
For
in the video.
Wait,
just for fun. For her performance at Super Bowl. It is so
Snoop
hilarious.
Deep faked Rihanna's
face. No, he put his
face
on Rihanna's face. Like in
so
Rihanna's
he was a
body.
Pregnant Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, yeah.
Dancing on platforms.
It is hilarious. Like a doggy dog is pregnant and dancing. And his face is hilarious. It's ridiculous.
Can we roll a clip of this?
Wish we can.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg. It's on Snoop Dogg's Instagram. I'm like, that's hilarious. I'm like, women are so much beautiful than men.
They are.
Yeah, we should be bitches.
No
fuck
shit.
You guys. We are prettier
no
than you guys.
No one is disputing that.
No one is disputing that. For sure. For sure. But are you working on any projects?
Yes, I have a TV show that I just met with a big studio that we are going to follow up with my managers. It's Tiger Milf. It's about my life. I think I really felt that people ask me like, what do you want to tell? Nothing really. What I want to do is to humanize women of color. Like as an Asian woman, we are not humanized in the media. There's two kind of Asian women in the media. The sex therapist, the massage therapist who is obedient and obey men and is a sex toy, say yes to men and just like listen to them like, as a fetish, or the dragon lady who doesn't give a fuck, who's merciless, who come here to invade and fuck everybody and just take their life. That's two kind of narrative about Asian women. There's no thing in the middle. Like, she is beautiful. She's also powerful. She's smart. She's also sassy. She's kind. She's also strong. Like, she's a boss. She's not bossy. I wanted to be the Asian Beyonce. Like, Beyonce is a huge deal for women of all color, because when you are so great, they don't see color. She is black, but she is Beyonce.
She's Beyonce. Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
You want to be Beyonce because Beyonce is everything. And she's not just this black woman who's angry and strong. She's also kind. She's a philanthropist. She's a mother. She's a sister. And she's a wife. And she also doesn't take no shit. And she's beautiful, she's talented, you can be everything. Yeah. And Beyoncé inspires, you know, everybody. As an Asian woman, I feel like we can also aspire to be like her, to have it all. You, at least we should have the right to have it all. I mean, we may not have it all, but we can pursue everything. Like, I want love and family and power and career and beauty and don't take no shit. Rather than like, I want to be a good wife, so I have to shut the fuck up. Yeah. Or like, I wanted to be successful, so I don't have to have a family because I can't. You can have everything you want, bitch. Like, everything.
Yeah.
I'm from the dumpster. I mean, I don't have a husband, they leave, but like, I still believe in love. Just because somebody fuck me up, I don't want to give up my hopes and dreams because somebody is not right for me. Because yeah. Like, I don't believe in love anymore. People suck. Some of them suck, but there's good guys out there.
Yeah.
Who's not gonna be with me, but they are out there.
They are.
Who's not gonna be with me?
I mean,
they're not looking this direction, but they're
like, yeah, there's a good guy out there waiting for me and gonna be falling in love with me until they get to really know me, they'll leave. But like before that, I have a good time. Anyway, there's hope.
But that's badass though.
Yeah.
Like, I
wanted to make sure Asian women's not dehumanized. So Tiger MILF is literally the Asian Beyoncé, what I'm thinking, inspired by Asian Beyoncé, because she's a tiger mom. She's strong, she's powerful, she's on point, organized. She knows how to count money and do her numbers and tutor everybody math. But also, she's a MILF. She's right. Sexy she and she's sexual and she wants to be loved. She wants to love. She's in control. So that's the Asian woman I also want the world to see, that we are human, just like everybody else.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say. Don't try to shoot us in the
pigeonhole,
or like a massage parlor, try to shoot all the Asian women. You come here to punish me, dumb fucking bitch.
Well, no matter how successful any woman gets, I still want free drinks at the bar.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome. You know what I mean? Like that's sick. And I would like to watch that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very funny. It'll be very funny. I'll be like a Lena Dunham fucking everybody. I'm kidding. Not everybody.
You should be better looking.
I think...
Edit that out.
Whoa, hey.
I said it. I'm a comic, sorry.
Hey.
Off the record.
Okay, so Evan, right? Do you have our people at our club trying to ask my number and trying to ask me out? I am just dying to hear that. Because Evan has been... cock blocking all of the
I have been cock blocking
Fullerton basement boys from getting my number.
But they're
the basement boys? Yeah.
From Fullerton. Yeah.
Friends of Fullerton. Mine, they're like, yo, what's up with Jow? And I'm like, out of your league, buddy. Yeah. That's what.
I need a drink before I hear more about this. I don't like my mom want me to find a love, you know, if you are kind and sweet. And a nice person, you know, that's all she matters. And she will ask you one question. Are you rich or not? You know, like, but still.
That's every
is that
mom.
Is that a concern?
I want to marry rich. I said, should I marry a guy who's rich horrendous? Like, rich, like, is the name rich? Or like, has? I mean, it's not, she didn't, I mean, I didn't marry rich and she wasn't happy either. She just didn't think everybody deserves me. Or she think, you know, it has to be perfect.
Can we, like, when I first met you, were you still with?
My ex, yes.
Yeah, okay.
You think my skin was very bad, right?
I know, like, no.
Your I was skin just was like, I just great. Think there's so much toxic energy when like you are with somebody like who's like mentally abusive towards you.
Oh yeah, it'll show on your face always.
Yeah, I look menopausal the whole time.
I don't think you look menopausal at all.
I don't
you
think.
Look great.
I think you looked excellent.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank God for Dr. Lee from Beverly Hills. I am due for my Botox session.
Shout out.
Give me some like a lift on my eye because right now the fox eye is trending.
It is?
The Chinese eye. Yeah.
What's the fox eye?
It's like when the supermodel, like Bella Hadid and the Kardashians, they do the ponytail look. You pull your eye so all the way back, you look like you are like a miniature Mulan. But it's like
the eye
going
eye.
Up. It's cat eye and fox eye, but it's inspired by Asian eyes. And I'm the OG of. Like, I was born with this, and Kylie Jenner bought it on Tuesday, so
I'm
it's
OG.
My eye.
That's how old
I'm
the
OG.
So now women
me
are
and Lucy
to get the...
Yeah, I mean, they pin their eyebrow up like this, so that I go up like this. That's my eye. That's my signature. Look, I was born with this from the dumpster. Like, those bitches bought it on Tuesday. Lizzie, like, ever the fuck? Like, no, you bought it. I have this face since I was born, you know? Right? It's fine. They can look, have fox eyes, but it's my.
But you were born with it. You're natural.
It's my fox
eye. You're grandfathered into this fox eye. Yeah,
I'm like, I want my fox eye to be more foxy, because why not?
Well, go to the doctor in Beverly Hills. Not all heroes wear capes.
It drops. The eye drops, because with the breastfeeding, you don't sleep, and you are miserable, and you are sad. And when you don't have a boy, you have a girl, you know? You're defeated.
Honestly, so
you
my cry. Eyes are starting to droop right now.
Yeah, you know yeah.
I mean? I'm getting tired. I'm getting, like...
You're breastfeeding?
I mean... I'm not breastfeeding, but
not
it's good for the kids.
You're a formula guy. You're a formula mother. Wow.
I have no children. Wow. I'm not capable. I'd be. but I'm like, I feel like I might need a little. Is it like, I feel like I might.
You need a baby Botox.
You know what I mean? Just a like little bit right here.
Yeah. I think you know like I mean? Right here a little bit.
That's
and right
the thing.
Here. Yeah. Yeah. I can feel, help you. I'll hook you up.
Please.
Yeah.
Every I want to be man subtle. Hollywood gets baby Botox.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's all money. That's why they look great.
Yeah,
baby well, no,
they
for
have full
sure.
heads
not
of hair because
open.
They're doing the transplants. This is all money. They're not natural. Nobody's natural.
Money makes you happy and beautiful.
Money makes
money
you
does.
Hot.
That's
yeah.
I'm natural and not beautiful.
Money keeps you at 30 all the time.
You're a beautiful man.
Yeah, you are very handsome.
Don't say that about yourself.
Oh, wait.
All right? Come
Do
on.
You want baby Botox?
He doesn't need any. Yet.
Yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
He's got
yeah, you
he's
know.
Got them Hispanic genes.
Yeah, Latinos.
Hispanic don't.
So guys, talk about what's happening with the Silicon Valley Bank. You know, it collapsed, right?
Yo, are we going for a recession? That's my game plan. I'm not
so
if I hope we go to
actually,
I
like,
hope,
could you
I mean,
explain this to me? Like
world?
What exactly
so
yeah.
Silicon Valley
so much money if we go to
bank.
Recession.
They have a lot of startup companies in San Francisco where all their money is deposited at the Silicon Valley Bank. So it collapsed and people can take out like less than like 400K. You have millions of dollars in the bank, you can't take it out. The Fed is trying to solve the problem, but like what I'm thinking is like there's so many homeless problems in San Francisco and people don't give a fuck. Now all the rich little techie fund head manager bitches, they lost all their money. Now they go on the street, sitting in a tent next to the homeless. And I feel like they went from NFT to EBT.
NFT to EBT.
Wow, there you go.
I feel like, you know, it's like it's SVB. Sounds like a 60s. Like, my boyfriend was exposed to SVB, so we broke, ha! No, he's just poor.
Right, so they're bailing these guys out.
They are trying, but they still didn't have their money back yet.
Credit Suisse is the bigger problem.
So, okay. So these banks were about to fail, and they're
no,
we're
SVB,
doing the
it's collapsed.
It collapsed.
It's failed. But yeah. Biden went on and said that he's guaranteeing all the deposits.
Yeah,
would actually get paid back.
Yeah, even though technically FDIC is only up to 200,000.
So should I be like, is this gonna hit the bigger? Like, should we be taking our money out of banks? Is
I think
if you have more, if you have more than $200,000 in a specific account.
Nope.
I think you
fine.
Diversify your do eggs is, in different baskets.
Yeah. I don't. This is not comedy and it's not fun. But FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Okay.
Anything that's any bank you're in, if you have $200,000 or less, it's insured by the federal.
So you're a fascinating man. Again,
he is pretty smart.
Peeling the layers of the onion here.
Yeah, he's a Mexican. You don't fuck with.
Jalisco.
I was in the yeah. Oh, boy. I you know. You're a lot larger than me. I wouldn't fuck with you anyway, you know? Like,
I think Evan is very triggered whenever like somebody who's trying to ask for my number, he's like...
He's a defensive...
Yes.
Like, you gotta be
I'm
kidding
fair.
Me.
I'm very lovable, but I'm protective.
But who would...
People
if
been
someone
using
asked...
me. We don't name names. People been using me, trying to love bomb
yeah.
me, trying to get on
yeah.
stage,
yeah.
trying to use my name to
yeah.
go to places. I mean, it is
yeah.
crazy. I'm oh. not even famous. I am, but like, I'm not even that famous. And
hey,
who are
I saw you. I saw you in the San Francisco
Chronicle.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
a chronicle. It's not like San Francisco Valley Bank Beach Daily, you know.
Because that's a bigger.
It's
because that's
San
much
Jose
bigger
Jose
than
the
Chronicle.
The Chronicle.
I want Glendale Weekly. I want my parents to see me and feel me and understand me.
The Glendale Weekly. Okay. Is that a thing?
I was people asked me like, Joe, why you work so hard? I said, well, when I die, I want front page on LA Times, not Glendale Weekly. Like, I just can't do it. I've gone so far.
San Francisco Chronicle is nothing to, I mean, they're big.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. I looked great in my feather dress.
You did?
My blue feather dress.
You did?
Thank you so much, Basic PR. Can you sponsor me now with my outfit? Because this video goes viral. And anyway, just do it. It's okay.
Do it.
Life
do
is short. Like Nike, before I'm too difficult, just okay. Let me wear your clothes.
Yeah, or she's got her muscle coming after you.
Basic PR, basic instinct.
Be a fan.
Ah! That's cute.
That's cute.
Basic PR. Hi, Basic PR. I'm going to do some basic bitch instinct for you right now. And all I want in return is I want your clothes for all my podcasts. Plural. I speak English.
Honestly, I want a show about you and this crew right here.
I want a reality show of what's going on at the Hollywood Comedy.
Oh my
gosh. We just got interviewed by BBC. When I say BBC, it's not, you know, the thing I want. It's just it's the network BBC. They came to the club and they interviewed us.
I can't speak on this.
And HK came, Japanese
cocks.
Network.
I can't do it.
Japanese network came.
You can say
and
it.
I love Japan.
Or just big
and
cocks.
We just extended our show for 3 more years for NHK World Japan, which is amazing. I'll be famous in Japan, which is amazing because
Japanese
you know,
people
you know
have
how
money.
How much I love cherry blossom and sushi. And I love Sony too.
Sony's good.
Sony Studios.
Sony's great.
Do you guys watch a lot of reality TV?
Used to when I didn't have a life, but now I just I think it's very entertaining.
I watch it now. I think it's like a great way to like it has nothing to do with me at all. I know nothing about it, and it's a great way to decompress. I watch true crime and reality. And are you watching Vanderpump Rules? Is that what you're going to?
I am
dive
not.
In?
I was going to ask you, like, what are you watching?
They lost
true crime is not a reality.
They lost their liquor license at the two bars that Vanderpump owns in WeHo.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Pump.
Why?
Where fucking
what
Dan
happened?
Works.
What happened? Why they're closed down?
Yeah, they lost their liquor license like two days ago. No,
what
5 months
happened?
Ago.
Who did they serve the pear martini to?
Yeah.
Who did they serve?
Underage.
Always the underage.
They're a mess. And I love it. I love it.
Hey, Luis, I didn't mention I want to breastfeed you and your brother. Are you underage? Just want to make sure I don't want to get
I'm
canceled.
I'm your age.
Are you 30?
You kept on saying 1990.
Yeah, I was born in the late 1900s. How old are you?
32.
I'm 33.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she
well, I turned 30. I turned 33 in a couple weeks. So, okay. I mean, it's legal, you know, it's all legal.
It's for sure legal.
It's for sure
legal.
Legal
for people who make that kind of comments. Yeah.
Consent.
We don't kink shame here.
No, hey. No,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, and I want you guys to know that because Jiayin Summers, people ask me, how can you have 2 comedy clubs in 2 years? That's what happens when you don't marry for love, right? That's true for everybody. And we do unique shit at our club, right, Steph? Steph, like we...
breastfeed 32-year-olds.
Yeah. That's one thing. Also, like, we
very
have...
Unique.
Very unique. Very
You're not
niche.
Getting that at any other comedy club.
Yeah,
okay?
We have diverse shows.
Unique, free,
right? Yeah. And we're we have all Asian male lying up and all Asian female lying up.
Yes.
Like, what is the dinosaur show you have? What is
the
it?
The dinosaur show?
Yeah. You have the dinosaur on there.
The dinosaur
show. And you
always
sold out. So, I'm just as a
That's
fan.
The greatest thing I've ever heard.
Oh my God. I'm going to change it from the B Squad to the dinosaur show.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. That's better than the B Squad.
Shut up.
So, what is your dinosaur show? Like, what is your theme when you are booking? Do you try to book more Latino women or you just book whoever you think is good? Like,
I book whoever I think is good. The B Squad. It actually came from when I was a bartender at a strip club. And
that's
I worked,
amazing.
It was, yeah, it was. It was a good time to be alive, actually. I was 23 and I worked Monday night shifts.
Whoa.
Who goes to a strip club on Monday nights? Who go there?
You
I'm
know,
curious.
Just, you know, like regular people that have jobs, you know, sad people. What else did I say? Is I used to work the Monday nights. But, you know, the Monday nights at this particular gentleman's club, they would book Monday night people.
Like aunties from the bus station?
Aunties.
What's a Monday night person?
Aunties.
You know what it means.
You know what a Monday night means. They're taking Monday
night
shifts
night
at the gentleman's club.
Scar.
I would never want to be called a Monday night person.
There's,
you know what I mean?
Scar, there's gonna be stretch marks. She's, you know,
she's gonna live a life. Like, oh, these are, wow, these are dancers that have lived a life, but they're hardworking people.
Yeah, she worked hard for the money.
She's working hard for the money, but like, I would be with them as well. I was 22 at the time.
So they tell you how life it is.
Oh, they told
as
me.
It is.
They told me, yeah. But you know,
oh, you are very wise. So I salute to my Monday night ladies.
Yeah, salute to the Monday Night Ladies. They work hard, but it was always me and the B Squad.
So what does the B Squad do? So like, what happens?
I dig it.
Okay, Steph, what happens when the B Squad mama, she's dancing, she's doing things, and then you have those like cheap little people, they throw $1 bill like slowly, like they are big deal, like throw $1 bill at her, like over and over, like, oh, I got you, like, what she was saying, like, bitch, that's $1. I mean,
it's $1, it's bouncing off my titty, and I'll take it. That's the Monday night. That's the B Squad.
I would never take a $1 bill.
No, it would
be dancing.
Would you do five?
No.
What would you do?
Nickels? I want Bitcoin. Like, I want you to throw Bitcoin.
This is before Bitcoin. This is before Bitcoin.
And how do you throw a Bitcoin?
I don't know. Just like,
throw your phone?
Bill. Like, I'm getting faxed from my assistant. Like, Bill, we just got this deposited into
So you would have to have your email address somewhere on the stage.
I can scan it.
They need a QR code.
Or your Bitcoin wallet. Yes. Is that how it works?
Okay, let's pull it out. Oh, we're pulling it out.
She's got the QR code.
You have the QR code on your arm?
Yes.
Tattoo.
Look at this.
That is dedication.
I'm thinking about getting one.
That's a QR code you can scan and find out what kind of Asian I am.
Take out your phone. Take out your phone right now.
Okay.
The expensive kind, bitch. Yeah.
Okay.
The best kind.
Let me wait. Oh, shit.
The kind that can get a tattoo.
Power in Chinese.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a word. But it looks like a QR code.
It does. I swear to God, I thought you were 100% serious.
It's okay. The Asians, we are good at lying because we see crazy shit.
I was going to scan it. I was ready. I was like, whoa.
Oh, there's a menu?
That's what I really thought. I was like, there's a menu. Like,
you can donate 10,000, 20,000.
So, Jake, how's comedy going?
I'm loving it. You know, it's hard to like kind of balance the just being isolated in my house, just writing kind of scripts and stuff, like versus like then I'll go on just like.
Do you write a role for like a 33-year-old Chinese woman with a love you long time accent?
That happen. Okay.
That who is mildly famous with a Wikipedia page.
Listen.
With my Wikipedia page. If you see my photo,
don't look.
I look
don't
like
look
my
photo.
Brother in drag.
Okay.
It's so bad.
For someone that has thousands of beautiful pictures off
so
the internet.
So many pictures on the internet.
The one picture she
pure
had.
Pure evil.
I want to look, I want
it
look it up.
You have
pull
to.
Can we pull it up?
We'll pull up if.
Jenny
you show
Johnny
Summer's Wikipedia page.
I got it
photo,
on my phone. Hold
that
on,
the funniest
I
thing I saw.
One of my eyelashes is falling out, just like my marriage. Like it's unhinged.
That is an interesting choice.
Okay,
yeah.
That is ugly.
That is a very interesting choice.
Show to the camera.
Because
your camera.
There you go. I'm not. Listen, you.
That's my brother in drag.
I'm just saying it's an interesting choice when this is the first picture that comes up of you when you look up you on Google.
Uh-huh.
Like this is, I mean, stunning. But like, it is an interesting choice. I'm not saying it's a bad picture.
I think they try to choose the most ugly photo of me ever existed and put on there to show people that what I look like is on my work done. But the sad thing is like I already had my work done. I look like Bobby Lee having a bad day.
That is so not true.
Like, Bobby look way more gorgeous than that. Bobby is a beautiful man. He's very handsome.
I honestly, yes.
Bobby is very handsome.
I love Bobby.
Like,
Bobby's great. Bobby commit. But he's a fucking comedy genius. And if he's in makeup, he look way better than that. Like, that is not good. That is why they hate Chinese people.
Who?
He's Korean.
That's why they.
No, not him. Not him. Like, the people in general want to go to Subway. When they look at that face, you're like, ew. But like, I wanted to make sure that I really want to talk about the Asian hate, and I think it's very important I talk about it because people don't talk about it. It's like that's violence, and no, they hate us, and they tell Japanese to go back to China. Like, they don't understand China, Japan, Korea like Philippines, it's all different. We have different cultures. We don't really get along with each other, but nobody died in America. So like just respect each other, and yeah. We all belong here. America is a melting pot of all cultures. And I feel like the more I don't mention it, I try to be popular, the more disgusting I feel about myself. I want to talk about, if you don't like me because I talk about my people, then don't like me. You don't have to like me. My husband both left. Like, you don't have to show me something new. I just think it's very important. I talk about what's going on within my community, and I want my Asian woman to feel safe, my elderly Asian people to feel safe too. I'll be opening my horror mouth, talking about whenever I have a camera in front of me. So that'll be it. People have to listen to this.
I think that's important.
Yes. This is dead silence.
Well, by the way, you fuck with me.
By the way, like, because I was like, if I say, I'm like, it's like, oh yeah, we want to hear the white male perspective on this issue. What we've been waiting for is me to chime in on this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I like your pants. It's pretty short.
You wearing capris
it's
like, over there.
It's a little floody.
It's short.
You know what I mean? But you want to know what I do? The reason I wear it.
It's not gay.
It's okay.
But for guys, they would make it look better.
When you say it, it feels feels defensive. Like, it feels like you want to call them.
But if gay guys, they would kind of fold it a little bit, so you look much better. But
you were gay.
You would fold it a little bit. You would fold it.
Any closer to the knee, you'd be a bisexual.
You cough a little bit, it's going to be so hot. Gay guys would do that. Gay guys would make sure it's perfect.
I have the hardest time finding pants that fit me because I have very short legs and a long torso. Do I have a corgi?
You are a corgi.
I have the corgi.
Pants. I mean, you're
your
English.
Pants say the other
you have a corgi?
Well, no, but that's why I do it. But like,
I don't think
you have
short legs. I think it's in your mind. Do you have a narcissist girlfriend? It's not short. It's not.
Nah, he's right. His torso is long compared to his legs.
But your legs, I mean, your pants are short, so it make your leg look longer.
Yeah,
tricky.
I think that's why
tricky.
I go for that.
Tricky.
See, that's me being a little tricky.
Wow.
I'm playing with perception. You know what I mean?
Illusion.
It's an illusion. It's all an illusion. Yeah. Everything you see here. Illusion.
All illusion right here.
Where's your guitar right now?
My guitar, I should have brought it. If I knew that I
you're gonna play
it.
A song for me and confess your love.
I will play you. You know what? I will play
Elvis.
Ask me to come back again.
Elvis can't help but fall in love with you.
Elvis can't? Oh yes. It's like, yeah, the wise men say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Frank Sinatra.
Wise men say.
He's good.
Only fools rush in.
Oh, he's good.
But what are the lyrics? But I can't help falling in love with you.
That's very
I'm wet.
We need a bucket and a mop right here.
Drinking.
We are
no gin today.
It's good.
What?
It's good.
He's great. Yeah.
It's giving baby Miles Davis.
No. Oh, yeah, I am.
Baby Miles Davis.
Miles Davis is so great. Miles Davis is so great.
He is great.
God, I can't.
Miles Davis. Didn't he marry his cousin?
Well,
no, that was Jerry Lee Lewis. Never mind.
Most
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Are you guys related?
Most artists marry their cousins.
This is why I don't dig deep into my family history.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Because I'll discover Jerry Lee Lewis is
you don't
want to
know.
He dated a 16-year-old. Was it his cousin?
Yes, 15-year-old. He married his 15-year-old cousin. I thought it was. Wait,
I think he was related to her. I didn't remember if it was his cousin or not, but I know he married a 16-year-old. And for some reason, people bury that.
They bury that. I mean, Elvis' wife was like
wife
16,
14.
Right? 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, he
they left that out
15.
Of the.
Yeah, they did. I mean, so many things they left out about actual Elvis.
What was it? Was it Kentucky this week or last week? They were like voting on like, hey, we can't let these 16-year-olds get married still.
Wait, so they're still getting married in Kentucky at 16?
In certain states in the U.S., like if you're 16, you can get married at 14 and you can get married.
Ew.
Wow.
In the United States of America.
Some women just got their period at 14.
I know. This is why I hate hearing about like a lot of people that like back at like throughout history that you admired at one point and you're just like, oh yeah, you listen to Chuck Berry. Like he used to film people like in the women in the toilet. You know what I mean? And you're just like, oh yeah.
Cochino.
Like, everyone, deep I need on a anybody.
Drink. I need a drink with Luis.
Listen, like, every great okay. mind yes. that I mean, you've ever heard okay. of.
I know, they do fucked up shit.
They're all fucked up. In some way, every great mind you've ever heard of is fucked up.
Yeah, well, Albert Einstein married his first cousin.
Yeah,
he's like that.
Fucked up. He married his cousin. Yeah, yeah. Not his first one, his actual cousin.
I mean, all my cousins are ugly. Like, it's not going to be a choice. My mom, she's
Same,
amazing.
Right?
My mom is amazing. My mom goes, look at yourself in the mirror because I just had my period and she's giving me the sex talk. That's a Chinese mom sex
what?
Talk.
We're my mom told me to get a job. Talk.
Okay.
That's a Latina
over.
Fucking.
We're going right there. To everybody, the basic white boy and the Latino, and then me, the sex talk. Let's start. Okay. So the sex talk, I got my period.
Yeah.
So I didn't know like you have period. Like I never had a sex education. I watched Chinese dynasty like a drama. Yeah. It's TV show drama. It's like all of the queen, like concubines, try to get pregnant by the king so they can become queen if you have a son, right?
Right.
So everybody's getting pregnant. Everybody's poisoning each other. If I poison her, so she has a miscarriage, so I have more possibility to get my son to succeed as the future prince. So they poison each other, and then I got home and I was bleeding. I went upstairs, started crying, and then my mom knocked the door. What's wrong? I said, Mom, I just lost a baby. They poisoned me, Mom.
They poisoned me. These
they got me.
These twats poisoned
me. I couldn't stop it. They got me.
Wow.
I just so mad. You drink some tea, you stop bleeding. On the, you know, the dynasty, like the Emperor TV show, like the queen.
And so she never sat you down and explained to you what any of this...
Never. So she starts smiling. She's like, no, you've become a woman. So she made me pigging duck, like a big feast. She's like, we're going to celebrate you've become a woman. So after that, love she's that. Like, look at yourself in the mirror. What do you like what you see? I said, no, I don't. She's like, good. We don't have to get your new glasses because you can see clearly.
Oh my God.
I said, so mom, like... She goes, well, don't touch yourself. Ever.
Ever?
I said, what happens if I touch myself? She goes, if you touch yourself, you are going to get uglier. I was like, no, that's a trick. I'm like, Mom, no. You told me that's not possible.
That would only work on girls. Like, it would like, never work like, on like, dudes. Like, I'm going to be the ugliest motherfucker on the planet.
It is possible. It is. I'm like, why is it possible? She's like, look at your ugly cousin Chi-Chi. I said, oh, God.
Chi-Chi?
She touched herself
Chi-Chi?
Way too much.
Do you know
much.
What Chi-Chi is in Spanish?
What's that?
Boobs.
She has no boobs.
She has no Chi-Chis.
Yeah, I'm like,
Chi-Chi ain't got no Chi-Chis.
Right? I'm like, Mom, Chi-Chi. Yeah, Chi-Chi's ugly. Mom's like, she touched herself. She wasn't that ugly. I said, I can't be as ugly as her. She goes, You wait and see. You try and see. I'm like, ew. So I still, to today, I don't touch myself. I
out of just,
never.
Just to be
fear,
safe?
In fear
no,
of getting
I just
uglier.
Was traumatized. Like, I just never touch myself. I don't masturbate. I don't use the vibrator. I just can't do it. Because whenever I try to touch myself, I'm so turned off. I'm so, like, disgust and angry. And
well,
you
so
imagine my face is going to be, like, as ugly as Chi-Chi.
Damn.
So she scarred you to the point with that story that it became a core memory that you still can't like kind of shake.
I would never touch myself. Guess what I heard from my friend Nikki Paris and Ashley. Ashley and Nikki said that when she said you can't touch yourself, she also included nobody can touch you. I said, no, you are not taking dick from me. Like, no, not taking dick from me. Like, I can enjoy sex. Like, you're not going to tell me. My mom said, nobody can touch me. That's not right. She said, you can't touch yourself. So my mom didn't say, nobody can touch you. So that's good. So I can still enjoy sex.
So, yeah, I mean, okay. That's yeah. good.
Yeah, right?
I can't touch myself,
so,
but that
well,
ugly dick,
so
that can touch
confused
me.
I'm so confused right now.
Okay, I'm dying to hear the white boy story before I go to the Latinos, Latina. So what's your sex talk?
What was my sex talk growing up? My sex talk growing up, I think like I was very, when I was really young, like when I start, I had like a large amount of guilt. Like I felt guilty that I started feeling attractive to girls. Like I thought that I was too young.
How old are you were?
I was like, I mean, I thought I was like first grade or something.
How old?
Like,
how old am I now?
First grade, you're like six, seven.
But it's normal though.
What? No, and it is. But as a 6 or 7 year old, know. I thought that like it was happening too fast. And I just like couldn't.
This happened too fast. No, this is
like 7 years. I have never been in love again.
That's what I'm saying. It's too overwhelming for me. And I have a crush on the girl across the street. And like, this is complicating things, like my feelings. And like, and it felt so weird. And then I felt like I couldn't look my parents in the eye. Like I had this horrible secret. And so I finally sat down with my mom, like just crying, like I was so
upset.
You
said that on a booster seat?
My booster seat. I'm like, mom, we need to have a chat. Like, pass me my sippy cup. We need to have the sex talk. No, I was like, I said to her, I was like, I like girls. And she was like, yeah.
Okay. Bitch.
And then I was like, no. I like girls the way that Travis likes girls, who was my older brother's friend.
And Travis was a player. Travis was out on the playground getting it.
And he would talk about the cheerleaders at my brother's football game all the time. And so like I was like, no, I like him like he does. And she's like, yeah, no, I got what you meant when you said that you like girls. Like, that's fine. Like, you're okay. And it was such a huge weight off my shoulders. But I just remember just being deeply like feeling guilty about it.
For some reason.
I wasn't raised religious.
I was gonna say, you're not Catholic? Because this sounds real Catholic with all this guilt.
No, it wasn't religious at all. I just think I had an anxiety problem.
Oh my God. I can totally get it. I was 10. I was doing, like, not trying to be cliche, but like I was like, my mom was trying to be like a Geminist. Geminist?
Geminist?
I don't know.
What, a feminist or a Geminist?
What are you talking about?
Like, gynecologist.
Gymnast. I was very good.
She was trying to make you.
I was very good, but something happened.
Okay.
I hurt my crotch on this. What do you call it? Like
the mat.
The beam. Yeah. Very, very bad.
Balance beam.
I hurt. I jumped very high and I hurt my crotch very bad. Ooh. Practicing because I was very good. Then I stopped bleeding. My whole leg stopped bleeding, everything. And then I knew that that's going to be the end of my life because I'm not a virgin anymore.
You popped your cherry on a fucking balance
I didn't
beam.
Really pop it, though. I didn't know.
And it wasn't good.
I was so ashamed.
First time's never good. Go.
Okay.
I was so ashamed. I started crying. I watched this and I wrote a letter to the coach. I said that I will never be good enough to play. To play for the Olympics because I'm not pure anymore. I've ruined my life and I'll become a nun in the future to confess my shame and embarrassments from what I did to my body.
What did he say?
He didn't respond. He gave it to my mom. He's like,
so I'm not going to handle this.
Taking this to mom.
Yeah, this is way too heavy for me.
I am not paid enough for this.
Above my pay grade.
My mom's like, what happened? I said, I fell and I bled. He's like, well, you are not good enough. Let's do painting. So I start painting. And I still like feel guilty. I told my first boyfriend, I'm like, I'm not a virgin because I fell on the balance beam. But like, I bled so much that I think it's not going to be good. So
you bled so much. You're like, I think I should become a painter now.
So you were 20 years old. What was his response?
He's like, you are a virgin. I said, you are biased.
You're biased to your dick, buddy.
I said, you are biased because I see the blood coming out from my leg. And if you bleed, you are not a virgin anymore. He said, how are your periods? I said, well, it's different. Anyway.
It is different.
That was sound logic from that guy.
Right? Then I realized I was a virgin. And I feel very bad. I give him my virginity. He's not hot at all. Like, I'm like, if I knew I was a virgin, I'd be fucking somebody else. I'm like, fuck. Knowledge. Guys, educate yourself. Do not be ashamed about your feelings and your body. You are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Be Latino.
You are human.
Perfect.
You are human. Yeah, don't be ashamed about how you feel. Doesn't matter what you feel. If you are open about it, you're like, you know, you like boys, you like girls, you like both, you are fine. And if you fall on the balance thing,
balance beam,
you're a slut.
Yeah, you are a hoe.
Oh,
you could be a hoe. Unless you win the Olympics, you are not to be respected.
You keep that shit to yourself.
Don't talk to anybody. Don't apologize to your coach. They don't give a fuck. This is not your mom. And your mom tell you, you will never make it. You just do painting now. But thank God I stopped painting. I can do my makeup.
That must have been so much blood.
I would never understand that I would marry a rich guy and lose all the money. I can't afford a makeup artist anymore. And painting, I can do my own makeup.
There you go. You're
today is not a very good one because we don't have lashes. But, you
no
know,
lashes today?
Normally it's good. We'll filter this shit.
You still look
you know the filter ones, right?
Yeah,
the Meitu one.
Yeah, they
so make
the
sure next
lashes.
Time you post, you
make it look like a cat shit.
We post the clip, we use the Meitu filter.
Okay, we're going to put you, pay put me cat face on you.
Yeah.
Box
yeah,
face, whatever you call it now.
Box face.
Yeah. So I didn't ask you yet.
Box face, I think that's white people,
your sex talk.
My sex talk? Well, like it all started when I got my period, sex talk, or?
Whatever you want.
I think as your mom, she probably didn't say shit to you until you had your period.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got my period, and then I told my
how
mom.
How old you were?
I was 12. It was pretty early.
I was 15.
I was 12 when I got my period.
You had at 15?
Yeah, because I was making all the Christmas toys for everybody. Like, I was working hard in the fucking factory, okay?
Okay, yeah.
How hard? Just holding all that in there. Yeah.
Were you working in a factory?
It's a joke.
Oh, I was like, I was just making sure.
Off the record, this is
the
joke.
My job was to whip all the kids.
Well, when I got my period, I was 12 years old, and I needed something to, like, you know,
catch the blood.
Yeah, catch the
did
blood.
You use a old sheep?
We did not use an old. Nope, I used a fucking
mop?
One of them a mop. No, it wasn't
Maxi
that heavy. I was 12. It wasn't that much. I was 12. I was like, I asked my mom. I'm like, hey, I got my period, mom. I already knew what a period was.
That's smart. She's a smart girl from the very beginning.
Yeah. Well, I was like, I got my period. This is a period. I know what a period is. I just never experienced it. I said, hey, mom, I need a pad, tampon. I don't know. And she said, no, you need a job now.
That's a fucking Latina. That's a Latina
mom
right
now.
There.
You need a job.
You're a woman now. Get a pinche chamba. Get a fucking job.
I became a woman.
Holy shit, that's a Latina as fuck.
Yeah, Latinos, you start, like, my first job was, like, 12.
Yeah, my first job was 15, but my job was 14.
What did you do?
We're not there yet. We're not there. I'm talking about the sex talk, still.
I worked in the fields when I was 14.
So how's the sex talk? What did you
sex talk?
The fields?
Listen, yeah, cotton fields.
Listen, I was 12 years old. I was sex talking with my mom. But at the same time I was 12, I was going through an awkward phase. I had big turtle glasses. I had braces. And I had clips in my hair. I had the middle parted. I look like a fucking nerd.
Can we pull up a picture?
I can, actually.
Yeah, you have a 12-year-old picture of
I do, actually. I do. It's atrocious. I can
so
pull it
up. So when you do it at our clips, you email to our editors.
All right. It's right here. This is me when I was 12 years old, and my mom gave me the sex talk. It went like this. She sat me down. I was on the deck. She sat me down because I was going to go to a birthday party with boys. And she said, listen, you're at the stage where guys are going to look at you and they're going to touch the body.
The body?
The body.
I love that. The body? The body. The question of...
But if you saw me at 12 and my mom's telling me, boys are going to want to fuck you. I looked at her and I was just like, you promise? Yeah. It only works if you saw what I looked like when I was 12.
All right, so show us. Okay, they're gonna pull it up.
Okay, then you go. Your turn. That was my sex talk, by the way.
I didn't
get
a fucking sex talk.
No sex talk?
Fuck no. I'm a dude. They're just like the high school I went to. We had the highest teen pregnancy percentage in California.
Where were you? Were Bakersfield?
Fucking Bakersfield. What's up, fool? Super.
So there wasn't like sex education.
No, there was sex education, but I was raised by my Mexican grandparents who don't speak English.
Okay.
And they were in their 70s, you know what I mean? They were just fucking go fuck, whatever.
I'm not going to deal with this shit.
If you get someone pregnant, you already got a job, you're fine. Like I said, like my first job I was cleaning bathrooms when I was 12 at a pizza parlor.
I worked
for my mom's restaurants since I was probably like 8?
Yeah, and then I worked, at 14, I started working in the cotton fields, laying irrigation pipe and, walking through the fields. And
that's
like,
nice. Filling the hole. Yeah. See, my kids work hard. That's why we have same value. We all work together.
Because immigrants are the best. Okay. Immigrants are the best.
Immigrants. Children of immigrants are the
boys.
I'm
you
not
going
to argue.
I'm the product of immigrants, and also I was an immigrant because I lived in fucking Europe for 10 years.
There
I'm
you
first
go.
Gen, that's it.
I'm all the way.
I got
I'm
the
immigrant
I pulled up the picture.
Fuck,
again, no,
oh,
no history
it?
Of
yeah,
my family.
You can. Do you want to see it first?
You're
no
kid.
Way, Steph.
You're adorable.
Super Latina.
Steph, you're actually very cute.
Aww, I look like that at 12.
See, you're like a classic
see,
little you cocoon are, before she's a butterfly. Like
you
want to
know, you look like Matilda.
I was ugly. Yeah,
que chulita.
No, that was not sexy at 12 at all.
No, I would adopt
you.
I didn't say sexy, fool.
I would adopt
sexy?
You.
No,
you
would have
adopted
chulita.
Me? I wish you did.
Chulita is cute.
Let's
I would adopt her. I mean, I don't like an ugly kid.
That's
a cute one.
That is adorable.
That's a cute kid. I would adopt aww. You.
Well, this is a kid that's not having sex.
No, it
zoom
should,
in on
kid,
this.
That kid shouldn't kid. Have sex. That kid mean? Should not be having
yeah,
sex.
Yeah, Jeffrey
that's
Epstein wasn't rich yet. You
at 12 years old, my mom's telling me
target.
People are going to want to fuck this.
She...
Because your mom's from fucking Ecuador.
Yeah, she
doesn't they'll fuck anything down there.
Well, no. Latinos aren't fucking at a young age.
Are they known for standards? Probably not. I don't know. I'm speaking on behalf of myself.
I mean, Latino girls are gorgeous.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, they
Black
are.
Girls are gorgeous.
They are.
Asian women are beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, we women of color, we're beautiful.
Yes.
Fuck.
Any woman of color beautiful?
Yeah.
White women could use a tan, but
yeah, white
the
women.
Only white girls are
oh,
like,
hey.
White girls beautiful too, but like. They be like they like you know like a woman of color. It's just it's hard for us. I'm just trying to tell you the truth is that when I was in Kentucky, not to brag, I was in Kentucky for college.
Wow,
and then
Kentucky.
I would go out with my Black girlfriend Ariel and a white girl and me. Right?
There's Black
like,
people in Kentucky.
There. Her name is Ariel. She was beautiful. And then we go out, and my Black girlfriend always tell me. She goes, "Listen, we cannot wear as much as makeup as Ashley because white woman." They can wear that kind of makeup. They can wear the short dress. And people still don't think they are, like, too much. But we cannot do it. Because we are women of color. And they think we are trying too hard. They think we are drag queens. So I'm like, are you sure? She goes, honey, listen. I said, I don't believe it. And then she's like, you know what? I'm just going to do the pre point. So me and her, she's a hairstylist.
Yeah.
I do makeup because I'm a painter. So we did the same makeup on all the girls. Mm-hmm. Red lips. And like a little smoky eye. And the hair, we even put like some flowers in the hair. And then we wear all the same dress, like a little white dress, low cut and tight with boots.
Yeah.
The white girl, she's like, and then I have people telling me,
yeah.
Not just white people, also like a woman of color, be like, why you guys dress like you are a horse? Like you wear too much makeup. I'm like, actually have the same amount of makeup as us. Yeah. Like, yeah, but like she's a white girl. Like, it's just like normal. Like, why do you guys try so hard? I'm like, I'm not trying hard. Fuck you. And I understand how racist America is.
Oh,
like, women of color, they view us as trying too hard.
Trying too
we do the
hard,
same
yeah.
amount of things.
Mm-hmm.
When we are not mistreated, we are voicing ourselves, they call us angry women.
Mm-hmm.
Angry Black woman, angry Asian woman, loud, angry Latinos. Like,
whore.
Latinas.
Slut.
And it's just, it's not fair. Like, God damn it.
No.
Like, I'm done. Like, I'm just like... I saw it, and it happens over and over again. So
mm-hmm.
fuck it.
Yeah,
fuck it. Just saying, that's the reality. It's like, come on, like we can do whatever the fuck we want. We don't want your attention. We just want to put that fucking smoky eye for ourselves. Okay,
exactly.
It's not for you to please
artists.
You. Yes,
mm-hmm.
thank you. That's all.
Oh,
thank you, guys.
Fucking dope.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like a woman of color, I'm not trying to get your attention. I don't want your pencil dick. Like, I don't give a fuck. I want a good night, girls' night out. I want smoky eye, red lips, a big ponytail, my tits out. Like, I don't want you to tell me I'm trying. I don't need to try too hard, okay? There's dicks on a waiting list for us. Like, we don't need to try to get your approval, okay? I'm not there for your attention.
There's so many. It's blizzarding dicks out there. You
yeah.
think you can't just fucking catch one from the fucking air?
Yeah.
Take a
woman
spree.
Of color, let's do whatever the fuck we want.
As
and
do.
We can wear anything we want,
say
put on anything,
anything
on our hair, put a feather, like a whatever, flowers. I mean, like, I don't know, just Pocahontas or like a, I don't know, like a,
you can put a feather over your boobs. Have you seen that fucking dress at the Oscars?
Frida Kahlo, like a Frida with flowers.
No, yeah. There is somebody at the Oscars who put a fucking feather.
Imagine
she's a white girl
on her fucking nipples.
Imagine it's a black girl or a Latino girl or an Asian girl. We'd be like attention seeking whores.
Oh, yeah,
but they're
exactly.
Like, that's hard. I'm like,
but
yeah.
Her, whoever
whatever.
She was.
Just when you see women of color expressing themselves, stop saying we are trying too hard. I'm not trying too hard to get into your, I don't know, like.
Yeah, no. Don't hate us because we're beautiful.
Well, that's kind of the thing, isn't it? Because it's like, they're like, oh, you're trying too hard because white girls have to try so hard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you look,
you're overshadowing.
If I'm not trying to be like an angry Asian woman, which I am, but I'm not trying to be.
You're not trying to be an angry Asian woman. You're not being angry.
You Google. Guys, listen, you Google beautiful woman.
What am I
only thing you see are white girls. You have to put in beautiful black woman in order to see black girls. You have to put in beautiful Asian woman. Like, a beautiful woman should be, like, all color.
It should be. Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't it be?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
You're right,
though. That's why I'm just seeing, like, people are like, oh, it's different now. It's not racist. Yes, it is.
No,
and
racist.
Let me wear my whore makeup and let me be me.
Yeah.
I have, like, my makeup. Like, you're trying to look white. I'm like, what are you talking about? I have no eyelashes. I don't wear those. I'm a man.
Oh, yeah.
Anymore.
I love it. That hyped me up. Here.
Sorry, I'm just like, I'm angry because like, we are not trying too hard for you. I don't want to fuck you.
No,
cheers.
Oh, cheers.
Right. He's done. He's like, let me make sure I don't say anything to trigger the angry Asian
woman. Can I take a little shot of that?
Yeah. Go ahead. Open it up.
Am I now the Asian clip, you guys?
No, that was
bad. Am I now the Asian?
I'm not.
I'm telling the truth. People don't want to say it.
No, fuck no. You should say it.
The girls, and like they try to say things, but like people tell you are angry. You are an angry black woman when they say things as a fact. So let me take a turn. I'm the angry Asian woman, and we are done with your bullshit. We, women of color, we can wear any makeup, anything we want.
Yeah.
I can put a feather in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I can
over
put
your
flowers
nipples.
In my head.
You put nipples.
I mean, they have to pay for that shit. I'm saying it's like, I just expressing myself. I don't want you to be like, you are too much. You're overdressed. You are like trying too hard. I'm not trying for anything. I'm just being me, being beautiful. That's all.
Yeah. You're just born beautiful. Don't hate us because we're beautiful.
That hyped me up. I'm a white man over here, but that hyped me up. That was dope.
I know I'm aggressive, but...
No.
That's why my husband left, you know? Like, I don't care. They left because they're weak.
They're weak.
They can't handle a strong woman.
It's true.
They're weak. You don't need him.
No, I don't need him.
I
never knew of his existence. When I went to Pasadena Comedy, I saw you go up there. You did stand up with your dog...
Panda.
Yeah, at your feet. And he was yapping the whole time. And you were still throwing jokes in between yaps. And then also roasting your dog. And then going back and just...
You mean roasting in the oven or like...
Oh, no. You know.
Yeah, I just...
But you were talking to your dog, trying to pipe him down, and then saying jokes. And it was such an entertaining
one.
Yeah,
I was a star from the get-go.
You were a star from the get-go.
Because I own the stage so I can get on.
But we all knew that you were running the show over there.
Yeah, I was always the one who's working and working hard. And I mean, I work very hard. I don't have a plan B because I didn't take any. So I have two kids.
You have two
gotta
kids?
Eat. Yeah, boys, girls gotta eat. My daughter's chubby. Like, I'm not gonna make sure she's well fed.
Oh, God.
She wants good food. She wants chubby babies are the best babies. Like, I want them to be chubby. And I want to keep
the
her
baby,
chubby.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And then
they'll develop a personality.
I want her. Yeah. She's very smart. My son is not that bright, but he has a penis. He'll be okay. My daughter is very smart.
How smart is she?
Marco is 2. My son Winston's 4.
Okay.
Winston did a little stand-up set at the Heart of the Comedy.
Yeah, he did. It was the cutest fucking thing I've ever seen.
I love
my goddamn life.
He did it, and like when I did the show with Jonathan Kite.
Yes.
And Jonathan, me, and Winston, we look like a real family.
You look like a commercial family.
I know. Jonathan's
a family
cute.
You see on commercials only.
Yeah.
Damn, I wish I could have seen that.
It was great.
So Pasadena Comedy is never coming back. Is that?
I wanted to get one there, but like my touring schedule is so demanding. Like I literally would be gone for 2 weeks out of a month every month.
Last week, in New York. Where are you at next?
I have residency in New York. So I'm 25th to 31st every month. I'm in New York City. If there's no 31st, it's the 30th. And then I tour the week before New York to a different state in America every month.
That is like...
Maybe even two or three.
Two or three, yeah.
You go hard.
Yeah, I go
That's
hard.
It's exhausting.
I love the stage. As attention-seeking horror, the stage is like where I belong.
Yeah.
I have like this guy who's like, I mean, I'm kind of dating him. He's like, he calling me a narcissist. Do you know you're a narcissist? I'm like, wow. Do you even know me? That is just like, really? What kind of woman leave their two young toddlers at home every single night going on stage, talking to a bunch of strangers about her pussy? Like, do you even know me? I don't do improv because I don't share the stage with nobody. Like, God. Have some perspective, lady.
You just sound like a regular person to me.
I know.
It's just whatever. It's you're living your best life. It sounds like you're just living your best life.
Yeah, I love myself. I put myself first. If I don't feel well, I don't care about nobody. I want to make sure I'm healthy so I can feed my kids. Like I'm honest. When I'm sick, right? It's my well-being. Yeah. It's Jiayin Summers. Would she be sick tomorrow because she can't cancel shows? She wanted to make sure she get her kids fed. Like, that's all I care about. If I hurt your feelings, all the way off. Yeah. Because I'm my priority.
All the way off.
I'm my priority. I'll always be my priority because I don't rely on no man, and I want me to take care of my grandpa, my dad, my mom, and my kids and give them the best life.
But also, why are you being called a narcissist for pursuing your career when you have kids, when your husband isn't?
Yeah, it's from hurtful feelings, I guess. Like,
yeah.
You don't give them what they want, they want to hurt your feelings. Because they can't hurt my feelings. I don't have any. I'm dead inside.
Mm-hmm.
Dead inside.
It's how you gotta be in this town.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Like any mean thing people say to me is material.
Exactly. Like you think you hate me? I hate me more than anyone.
You have no idea how much I hate you. You have no idea.
Hate comes within it. Within.
Yeah. I think we're gonna wrap up
before
we leave. Where can I find you guys? Where can my fans, the Tiger Mill family, the Tiger Cubs, to find you guys?
Go to youtube.com/Lewis Brothers Videos or just type in the Lewis Brothers on YouTube.
It's fucking blue. It's jazz.
Yeah. Or at the Lewis Bros on TikTok or at Lewis_Brothers on Instagram and the Lewis Brothers on Facebook. That's the whole thing. You know?
Steph, can we schedule for the breastfeeding session with the Lewis Brothers? Right. So after that session, I can actually become musical and be able to sing and do a very good accent. Oh my God.
Because my powers will be transferred through breastfeeding.
Yes.
Okay.
I think we got a 3:30.
I also heard I can't get herpes from breastfeeding. I just heard that.
I don't have herpes. Just That's to put good, that baby. On the... on the old official docket.
Sure?
I mean,
are you sure?
Just in case they find his hinge profile.
Steph, aka Miss Dinosaur Show.
What's up?
What is your tag? Where can we find you?
You can usually find me at any dive bar in Hollywood.
I'm not picky. Oh, Monday nights.
Yeah, Monday nights, the B squad over there. But yeah, you can find me at my Instagram, at Steph Turan. Those are my credits. But you can usually find me at Birds Hollywood. Okay, bye.
You really threw it out. You threw out Birds. Yo, Birds is where you can actually find her. She is there a lot.
I love Birds.
Nice. Oh, you go, babe.
Instagram, Evan Sanford Comedy, and Big and Harry Comedy.
He runs the Big and Harry Big Show and Harry. At the Sells Hollywood out. Comedy.
Sells out. Always. Every time.
Sells out every time.
Well, guys... Make sure you follow and subscribe and listen to Tiger Milf Podcast. And I am on tour. And okay, let's see. April 23rd is San Francisco Cubs Comedy Club. April 26th is New York Comedy Club in Midtown, New York City, in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And April 27th is Stamford, Connecticut, where I'm going to catch a husband.
Yeah.
And then I'm in D.C., right?
She's in D.C. at some point.
May.
She's at Zany's in Chicago.
Philadelphia.
She's in Philadelphia. It's this Texas. Bitch is busy.
Everywhere. Like, I'm coming all over America. Subscribe to my Instagram, Jiayin Summers. and TikTok, Facebook, everywhere. And JiaoYingSummers.com is the website where the ticket you can buy. And that's all I'm going to say. Have a wonderful day and don't give a fuck today. I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.